This happened just a couple of weeks ago when I went to Walmart one night. I think it was about 8 o'clock, and I went there to only get a few things. When I got inside the store, it seemed pretty normal to me. It wasn't too busy, and it wasn't completely dead either. I didn't waste any time, and started walking to the right. The first thing on my list was to get some more soap. As I was walking down that way, I remember seeing a man walking in the opposite direction. He was wearing a shirt that said, "Human Mammal" on it. I specifically remember seeing that. But afterwards, I passed him by and kept walking. After getting the soap, I then headed towards the back end of the store. I was over there getting the last several items, and it took me a little bit over 5 minutes. Then I headed back towards the front end of the store. When I made it a little more than halfway to the front, that particular area was very quiet. But there was one person there, and they caught my attention. It was the man that I had seen earlier, and he was standing in a random aisle, just pushing things off the shelf. It was like he was trying to make a mess. The man had slightly long dark hair, was somewhat big, and a little bit less than 6 feet tall. When I saw him doing this, I couldn't help but look. I was going to just keep walking past him, but when I got kind of close to him, I stopped. The man looked at me as he continued throwing things on the floor. I asked him what he was doing. I didn't say it in a way as if I worked at Walmart or as if I was mad at him. I was just genuinely curious. The man looked at me as I spoke, but did not stop his actions. After my question, he looked away and completely ignored me. I looked around and did not see any employees in the immediate area. When I looked back to the man, he was giving me the middle finger. I thought about saying something to the guy, but decided not to and just walked away. Somebody would see what he was doing soon enough, and he would probably get kicked out of the store or banned. I walked the rest of the way over to the self-checkouts. Then I checked out and started to leave. Well, I guess as I was checking out, the man in the human mammal shirt walked over to me without me knowing. Because as soon as I was walking into the parking lot, I looked back and saw the guy walking behind me. He was like 50 feet back, and at first, I wasn't sure if he just happened to be leaving at the same time as me or not. I don't even know why I decided to look behind me, but I'm glad that I did. The guy appeared to be looking right at me, which was strange, but I ignored it. I continued as normal and got to my car, unlocked it, and went inside. I wasn't in a rush to leave or anything, but when I started the engine and was getting ready to back out, I saw him. The human mammal had followed me all the way to my car and was now standing right behind it. He was looking at me through the rear window of my vehicle. I waited for about a minute, and he didn't move at all. Then I rolled down my window and yelled to the guy, asking him to move. He ignored me completely. He just stood there with barely any expression on his face. This guy was really confusing to me. I honked my horn and he still didn't move. So then, I turned my engine off and got out of my car. At first, the man still didn't move. I asked him what his problem was and he still ignored me. I wasn't really sure what to do. I didn't want to get in the guy's face or anything because he seemed sort of unpredictable. I decided to walk back inside Walmart. As I went through the parking lot, the man calmly walked behind me, following me yet again. By the time I made it to the doors, he was maybe 10 feet behind me. When I walked inside, I wasn't really sure where to go, so I just started walking. But when I made it sort of past the self-checkouts, I saw a few employees standing around. The man behind me was still about 10 feet back, and one of the employees approached him. He tried to walk past, but another employee walked in front of him. I heard that they were confronting him about throwing things off the shelves of the aisles. Somebody must have seen him, or possibly he was seen on security cameras. This allowed me to get away from the guy, and I turned around and left the store while he was still there. This time, he wasn't able to follow me. I left, and haven't seen him since. Hopefully he was banned from the store or something. I'm really not sure why he did all of that. It was like he was just trying to cause problems. When I was 16 years old, I got my first job working at a Walmart. It was about 10 minutes away from my parents' house, where I lived at the time. I was in high school and would work sometimes after classes were over or on weekends. During this time, I did not have a car, and my parents would drive me to and from work. I was hoping to earn enough money from my Walmart job over time to possibly buy a car. A couple of months after I started working there, I had a shift one night. I started at 4 p.m. after school and got off at 9 o'clock. I was a cashier and was at the check lanes for my entire shift. Things pretty much went by as usual. The store was not too busy, and there was really only 2 hours where there were a lot of customers. Other than that, it was fairly quiet. I actually was able to get off a little bit early that night. At about 8:45, my manager told me that I could leave now because things were so quiet. I left the check lanes and went to the employees-only area of our store to clock out. Then I texted my mom, letting her know that I was off early. She knew that I worked until 9, and sometimes I would get off a little bit early or later. My mom replied quickly, letting me know that she would be leaving to come and get me. I left the store and walked to the front of it. There were a few benches looking out to the parking lot on the sidewalk area over there. There were also a couple of small plants and trees as well, scattered around. I sat next to this tree on a bench, where I would often sit and wait for my mom to pick me up if she wasn't there already. I went on my phone and just waited. The parking lot was pretty quiet for the most part by now. It was getting to be a little bit later at night. Still, occasional customers would come inside the store or leave. There were also a lot of cars in the parking lot with all of the employees we had, as well as the customers. I remember seeing this one car, which was a larger and older looking SUV, enter the parking lot. It drove around, and then drove right in front of the entrance doors, which were a little ways to my left. Then it slowly went forward and passed me, going to the other set of doors. I watched it go past those doors and take a left, going back through the parking lot. I really didn't think much of it and focused my attention back to my phone. But I remember a couple of minutes later, looking up and seeing the car again. It was back, as if it was taking another lap around the parking lot. It was also moving at a very slow speed. This time, the car came to one of the parking aisles and then turned to go towards me again. It drove along the front of the store and slowed down some more. Then it stopped, literally right in front of me. I had a sort of bad feeling about it for some reason, but I was more confused than anything. This certainly wasn't my mom's car. After the SUV stopped, the passenger side window, which was closer to me, rolled down. Now I could see that there was a man in the driver's seat, and he was looking right at me. He then yelled to me, asking if I needed a ride. The man said that he could drive me home or to wherever I was going. I shook my head and told him no thanks. I didn't get a good look at the guy, but I remember that he had sort of dark and long hair and was wearing a baseball cap. He said that I should go with him and waved me over. I still said no, but the man did not drive away. I thought he would leave, but for a few moments, he just sat there. Then, suddenly, his driver's door opened up and the man started walking around the car. The next thing I knew, I saw the guy emerge from behind his car and he was walking right towards me. He was moving at a fast pace, and I quickly got up from the bench. I turned and ran for the entrance of Walmart and didn't look back. I made it inside within probably 10 seconds, and then I finally looked behind me. The man had not followed me into the store. I didn't see him immediately outside either, and figured that he had gone back to his vehicle. I remained inside the store, sitting on an inside bench until my mom texted me that she was there. She arrived about 5 minutes after I had entered the Walmart and let me know that she was in the parking lot out front. I walked out and saw my mom's car and got inside of it. When I did, I felt much better. I told her about what had happened, and we looked around. Then I saw the same SUV in the parking lot. This time, it was parked in a space, and the engine was running. We left, and luckily were not followed or anything. I remember that when we got home, I called my boss and reported the incident. I'm not sure if the guy ever came back or anything. For the rest of the time that I worked there, nothing like that happened, and I never saw the guy either. For a little background, I'm a female and live fairly close to several different Walmarts. There was one in particular, though, that I would typically go to because it was the closest to my house. I would say that I went there maybe once a week on average. I did most of my regular shopping there because the prices were cheaper than most other grocery stores. One night, I went there at maybe 8 o'clock or so. I was going around the store and getting a few things. The store was pretty quiet, I remember, and because of that, I noticed that someone seemed to be following me around. I really didn't know exactly when they started, but I walked through about 4 aisles with the same person trailing me. I stopped and looked back. It was a Walmart employee. He was sort of short and had dark brown hair and glasses, and when I looked at him, he kind of stopped. Then I turned and kept going. But shortly after I left the aisle, I saw him again. I couldn't believe it. It was so obvious that he was following me, but I didn't know why. I decided to go to a random aisle sort of far away. He followed me, staying about 30 feet back at least. When I got into an aisle, I stopped there, and he stopped at the end of it. I couldn't take it anymore, so I approached him. I walked to the end of the aisle where he stood, seemingly looking at items on the shelf. He must have been trying to make it look like he was working and not following me. I said to him, "Is there a reason why you were following me around the store?" The guy looked at me all confused and claimed that he wasn't. He said that he didn't know what I was talking about. I told him how he had gone down every aisle that I did for the last 5 minutes at least. He claimed that it must have been a coincidence and said that he was always moving around the store. I just shook my head and walked away. When I did, he didn't follow me. The fact that I confronted him hopefully let him know that I knew what he was doing. I didn't feel like reporting him or anything, though. I finished up my shopping and then left without seeing the guy. After this experience, I figured that it wouldn't happen again. After all, I had caught him. But the next time I went to that Walmart, roughly about a week later, it did happen. This time, it was harder to tell. He did a better job of following me while still keeping a distance, but I could still tell that he was following me. I had noticed him not that long after entering the store. I noticed him across the walkway in another aisle. I moved away, hoping that he hadn't seen me yet at all, but I saw him again a short time later, closer to me. When I moved to another aisle just a short time later, I saw him at the end of that aisle. At that point, I decided to just leave. I didn't even bother to buy anything at all. I was pretty creeped out by the guy. He didn't follow me out of the store or anything, and I hoped to not see him again after that. I considered not going back to that Walmart after. The next time that I had to go to the store, I went somewhere else. But several weeks later, I must have forgotten about it, because I went back to the Walmart and was hoping to have a normal shopping trip. I wasn't thinking about the guy until I noticed him again. It was maybe 5 minutes after I had entered the store, and he was walking by about 20 feet away. When I remembered him, I decided to just leave immediately. I would go to the next closest Walmart instead, which was maybe 5 to 10 minutes away. I turned and started walking to head out. When I did, I sensed him walking behind me. I looked over my shoulder and saw that he was in fact walking behind me. He was maybe 20 feet back. I went straight for the exits and walked out of the doors. To my surprise, he walked right out of the doors after me. I couldn't believe it. After maybe 10 feet of walking through the parking lot, he was still following me. At that point, I just started running. I sprinted for my car, unlocked it, and got inside. When I did, I looked around for the guy, but I didn't see him at all. I'm not sure exactly where he went, but he could have easily been hiding behind any car in the parking lot or something. I left and went to another store. After that, I did not go back to that Walmart. I called them up and reported what had happened, but I'm not sure how they handled it. I'm not sure what the guy was doing either and why he thought he could always follow me around like that. I've thought a few times that maybe he didn't even work at the Walmart. Maybe he was just wearing the vest. It's possible, but I honestly think that he did work there. When he followed me out of the store, it was really unexpected though. I'm hoping that I never see him again. I used to work at Walmart. I worked there for about 6 months, and I mostly just stocked shelves. I also worked past close often, and would work overnights. The job was pretty easy, and I would usually get there at about 10 o'clock at night and work until 6 a.m. The store closed at 11 p.m., so for about an hour, I would be working with customers in the store, although generally, there were very few of them at that hour. Our particular location was probably one of the quieter ones. We were always hiring and often a little bit short-staffed, even with it being one of the quieter Walmarts. I imagine that some other Walmarts probably have lots more employees than we did. One night, I got to work at 10 o'clock and had some boxes of items to stock shelves with in the grocery area. At around midnight, I was by myself in one of the back grocery aisles. It was mostly quiet in the immediate area where I was, but out of nowhere, I heard something fall off of seemingly one of the top shelves in the next aisle over. I thought this was weird, and I stopped what I was doing to go see. I figured that another coworker was there for some reason. When I walked around the corner and looked into that aisle, I didn't see anybody at all. I went back to what I was doing and continued with work. For the next 10 minutes or so, everything was normal. But then, out of nowhere, I saw this guy walk into my view for just a second. He was passing by my aisle and did not appear to be an employee, but I only saw him for like a second. I got up and walked over. When I looked around the corner, I saw him disappearing into another aisle. I called out asking who was there, but got no response. I decided to go and see who it was. I walked over and into the aisle where the guy went. When I looked down this one, though, I didn't see anybody. It was really strange because I didn't hear him leave the aisle. I was sure that he was there. I kept looking down that aisle, and then I saw him. He was hiding within the aisle on the bottom shelf. He was mostly covered by boxes and was about halfway down. I just barely saw his head peeking out between the boxes. It was a really strange sight. I should have just walked away and found my boss, but I decided to call out to the man again and ask him what he was doing. When I did, he did not move or answer me. I told him that he had to leave and we were closed. I don't think this really had much of an effect on him though. He remained hidden, even though I knew where he was, and he also knew that. I left at that point to find my boss. I walked a ways away, and I let him know that there was somebody hiding in one of the aisles. We both walked back over to the aisle where the man was, but when we got there, we were just in time to see him running away. He went sprinting out of the aisle and out of both of our sights. We briefly walked over to where he had gone, but he had been running pretty fast. My boss told me that it would be taken care of, and I could go back to work. As my boss walked away, I heard him radioing in to somebody else, and I felt at ease about the situation. I went back to work after, like usual. I stocked shelves for the next hour and a half or so. But then, as I was over there by myself, I heard a noise of somebody approaching me. I turned around, and once again was expecting to see a coworker, but I saw the same guy. Somehow, he was still here. I thought my boss told me he was going to take care of it. The guy startled me, and I got up and immediately started running away. It was the only thing that I could think to do. The crazy part is the man actually started running after me. He gave chase as I ran past several aisles before finding a coworker. When another coworker saw us, the man finally diverted and ran into another direction. At that point, both my coworker and I went in the opposite direction of the guy. The police ended up being called, and a bunch of us employees were evacuated from the store. When the police got there, they went inside and were able to catch the man after probably 10 minutes. I'm not sure how, but the guy had been able to elude everyone for several hours. He stayed in the store after closing and nobody was able to kick him out. He would hide in the store and move around when nobody was watching him. What his ultimate plan was, I don't know. It really creeped me out though. I'm glad that I saw him when I did. I'm not even sure why he was approaching me. I had a bizarre experience after shopping at Walmart not too long ago. It was a normal afternoon, and I was doing some grocery shopping. I was at my local Walmart, located roughly 10 minutes from my house. The store was pretty busy, with lots of other people shopping. I was inside for at least half an hour and in one of the grocery aisles. When I was there, a man struck up a conversation with me. The man was probably about 5'8", had glasses, and was bald. He started out saying hi to me and asked me what I was shopping for. It seemed a little bit strange because he didn't work there and usually other people don't talk to you. The way he spoke was somewhat friendly, but it seemed a little bit odd. I said I was doing some grocery shopping and was almost done. He spoke with me a little bit longer, asking me if I was going home after, and I said yes. I found that question a little bit odd, but the man then told me that he had a lot more shopping to do and started to go over several things that he was buying. I figured that he was just trying to be friendly, and I didn't really mind talking to him, even though it was a little bit awkward. The conversation really only lasted for a couple of minutes. Then I told the guy that I was going to check out after I got the last item, and I said bye to him. He said bye as well, and seemed to walk in another direction. I then went over to the self-checkout area and started scanning all of the items from my cart. It was kind of busy over there, and every other register was occupied by a customer. A line was even starting to form of people after I got there. Within the crowd of people though, when I was almost done checking out, I saw the man who had talked to me. He was in line to check out and behind somebody that was also waiting. He was kind of hard to see, but it was definitely him. It seemed a little bit odd to me because I thought he had told me that he had more shopping to do, but I really didn't think too much of it. I just finished checking out and then left. After leaving the store, I loaded up my groceries into my car and then drove away. Everything went fine, and I got back home about 10 minutes later. I went inside and put everything away. When that was done, maybe 5 minutes after arriving back home, I looked out of the front window. I have a large front window off the dining room on the right side of my house. It looked right out to the driveway and then the street. When I looked out there, I saw a car coming down the street. The neighborhood is usually quiet, and cars driving by is not something that happens every minute. I just casually watched the car drive by, and I didn't know or care who it was. That is, until it turned right into my driveway. This made me really confused. I had no clue as to who it would be. After the car parked, I was still there, about 5 feet away from the window, looking out. The door of the car then opened, and I saw the same guy from Walmart get out of it. He then walked right up the driveway to my front door. As he was walking up, I quickly ducked down. I really don't know if he saw me or not, but he proceeded to knock on my door, to which I did not answer. I was too creeped out. He knocked again, and I stayed where I was. I didn't even want to get up, or he might be able to see me. After probably 5 minutes, I hadn't heard anything in a little while, and I got up. I saw that he wasn't at the front door anymore, but then I looked over to the left and realized that he was at another front window. He was looking in, and I ran out of the room. After that, I was ready to call the police if the guy tried to break in or something, but when I went back to look a few minutes later, he was actually gone. His car was also not in my driveway, and I felt much better. I haven't seen him since. I really don't know how he knew where I lived. He must have followed me home without me noticing or something. I'm glad he didn't try breaking in. Why he went to my house in the first place, though, I don't know.